Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's Monday, and it's time to go in the trenches with Wes Bryant for our sports update. What's up, Wes?
What's going on, Melanie? What's going on? Sad day in the Queen City as the Buffalo Bills, of all teams in the league, gave the Panthers a heartbreaking 24-23 loss on a last-minute 80-yard touchdown drive that resulted in a 2-yard touchdown pass from E.J. Manuel to Stevie Johnson that drops the Panthers to that ominous 0-2 record. They are now 2-14 in games decided by a touchdown or less under Ron Rivera. And since the playoffs expanded to 12 teams in 1990, teams that have started 0-2 have made the playoffs only about 12% of the time. So a daunting task ahead for the Panthers. Cam Newton threw a pair of touchdowns to go with an interception, but it wouldn't be enough, and the Panthers will try to pick up their first win on the season against the New York Football Giants and in Bank of America Stadium in a battle of 0-2 squads. College football winners over the weekend, Johnson C. Smith, South Carolina, and the North Carolina Central Eagles routed the Charlotte 49ers over in Jerry Richardson Stadium. And hey, like I always say, if you didn't win, then you're not in. And Melanie, I was missing a lot of teams because a lot of teams took losses this past Saturday. Also, college football news, South Carolina defensive end and Rock Hill native Jadeveon Clowney will need surgery after the season for bone spurs that have been bothering him since high school. And then moving on, closing things out with NASCAR, the Chase in full effect. As everyone knows, in NASCAR, the Chase, the top 12 drivers now have a chance to compete for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Championship. And the first race in that took place yesterday in Chicago. Matt Kenseth started his pursuit of a title with his first, or winning the first race in the Chase. So now he sits in the catbird seat ahead of Kyle Busch and Jimmy Johnson. So things really heating up in NASCAR. And that is In the Trenches with Wes Bryant. You can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, where we get all the way live. And Melanie will be back with you on Friday to set you up for another football weekend.
In the Trenches with Wes Bryant every Monday right here on Praise.